Bach, Messiaen, Elgar. Great creative talents, but not names you'd usually associate with the National Gallery. Don't people come to look rather than listen? In fact, the institution has a long history of staging concerts, perhaps most famously those organised by celebrated pianist Dame Myra Hess. She heartened Londoners during the Second World War by presenting a daily musical event in the galleries. This month we pay her tribute with a day of classical concerts that will see a chamber ensemble play among the paintings. Performers Piers Lane and Catherine Sturrock told us more.
Hello, I'm Piers Lane and I'm a pianist and I'm also the artistic director of the fairly new Dame Myra Hess Day at the National Gallery. I was thinking that we should have a series of concerts, annual concerts, where we remember the importance of art, the spiritual significance of art in times of conflict, and just give everybody an opportunity to think about conflict and how we get through that, because Myra Hess's idea in the first place was that in times of war you need spiritual nourishment and artistic nourishment more than any other time. And so she wrote to the BBC about that, and she spoke to Sir Kenneth Clark, the then director of the gallery, and came up with the idea that daily nourishment of the musical variety should be available to people. On that first day, she was wondering if maybe 30 of her friends would turn up for the concert. There was a rule that only 200 people could come and be in the rooms at that time, but the queue stretched right to the far end of Trafalgar Square, and in fact they squeezed 1,000 people in and many were turned away. It was the most outstanding success. One of the great joys about this day is being able to play in the Barry Rooms where the wartime concerts took place. This octagonal room with its glass dome has a wonderfully resonant acoustic, and the other resonance for the players, of course, is with the feeling of playing 60 years ago. I remember last year when I played, I had this extraordinary sense of being transported back in time. Catherine Sturrock was one of the pianists who played in the Schumann Carnival last year, and I'm delighted that she can come back this year with her famous chamber group, the Fibonacci Sequence, which is an extraordinary set of players.
My name is Catherine Sturrock. I'm the pianist and the director of the chamber group, the Fibonacci Sequence. The Fibonacci Sequence is a chamber group which I founded, I think it was about 12 years ago now. It just started, we wanted to play chamber music and I wanted to have lots of different combinations, and so it's grown into a group of about 14 people, and we regularly play together in different combinations.
The 6:30 p.m. concert will focus on works that have been written during wartime, from the First World War, the end of it in fact, Elgar's very great piano quintet. And fascinatingly, it's the 150th anniversary of Elgar's birth this year, so that's particularly appropriate. Then there'll be a little 6 to 7 minute piece by Lee Hoiby, the American composer, and this is an extremely touching work written just a couple of years ago. It's based on a letter, or it sets a letter written by an American soldier, Private Jesse Givens, during the Iraq War. It was a letter he sent home to be opened by his wife in the event of his death, and it's addressed to her and his little 4-year-old boy and his unborn child. That in itself is incredibly moving, and it's wonderfully set. So that will bring the wartime theme right up to date. And the second half of the concert will be devoted to the quartet for the end of time by Olivier Messiaen, who was actually imprisoned in a prisoner of war camp in Germany at the time he wrote the piece, remarkably with a wonderful clarinetist, a wonderful violinist, and a wonderful cellist. And so the piece was actually performed in the prisoner of war camp, supposedly to 5,000 people. That's been disproven, I think, because, in fact, only several hundred could have fitted into the space where it took place. But it's a wonderful work for all time, one of the great masterpieces of the 20th century, but also particularly appropriate for the theme of the Myra Hess Day.
It's very difficult to put it into words because I have this strong feeling this piece exists because you can't actually find words to explain. It takes over where words leave off for me. It seems to me quite extraordinary that we still have to go to war and drop bombs on people to settle differences. Maybe that's why we go back to Messiaen, and his message is that somewhere inside all of us is a spiritual longing for peace, and we just wish people would be listening to this.
In the end, it's a jolly good piece, you know. You can relax and listen to it, and it takes you away somewhere and uplifts you in an extraordinary way. The final violin solo points the way to paradise, really. It ascends, and you ascend with it.
Piers Lane and Catherine Sturrock. The Dame Myra Hess concerts are supported by the Ernest Hecht Charitable Foundation and take place at 1 and 6:30pm on Wednesday, the 10th of October. Tickets are £5 each and are available on the gallery's website, where you'll also find details of other free events scheduled for the day.